You're listening to my worship song of the week, aka WSW, coming to you every Sunday, 7 a.m. West African time. WSW, worship song of the week.
This is, yes, another episode of WSW. And today on this episode, I have a sister of mine online, and we're going to be reviewing another portion of Called to Worship by Vernon M. Whaley, which is the book that we are looking at to sort of give us an expose or a deeper insight into what worship truly means. So my friend Na, my Ghanaian princess, like I always call her.
Hello.
She also read a portion of this particular book, and she's going to be sharing her insight or her takeaway from this portion. Yes. So, Na, how are you doing? Welcome.
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me on WSW.
Oh, yes. Right. Thank you so much. Okay, so let's hear you out. What was the portion that kind of spoke to you more from this call to worship?
Okay, so yeah, I would like to mention the portion that talks about the power of God revealed. Now, this is the part that really spoke to me. It opens by asking the question, how powerful is God? And I was asking myself if I had ever considered that thought. How powerful is God, really? And it opens up by looking up some specific things that show how God could have created the universe. However, he spoke and things came into being. So demonstrating his power through his word, he created the entire universe out of nothing. So it draws my attention truly that the power of God in his word is absolutely amazing, something that we really need to think through. We really need to reflect on the power of God through his word and the ability of God's word to change things and to totally transform lives, to transform things, to transform situations, to literally just makes everything brand new. He can literally bring out something that you haven't even dreamt of. You've not even imagined it. He's able to do exceedingly. So I want to read out a part of this that really stood out to me. It's the third paragraph. It goes that God spoke things into existence. It is no less significant than the fact that he created out of nothing. In speaking, God confirmed the words of his mouth as absolute authority. As he speaks, he demonstrates his supreme self-sufficiency and self-determination. It is through his power. Paul wrote that all things were made, things in heaven and on earth, things seen and unseen, all powers, authorities, lords, and rulers. He was there before anything was made, and all things continue because of him. And this scripture is found in Colossians chapter 1, verse 16 to 17. It simply lays emphasis on the truth of the fact that God is the sovereign authority over all things. So no matter where we find ourselves in life, we should always be conscious of the fact that he is the absolute authority in that matter. And a God that is able to transform things at his word, we know that we can put our trust in him.
Indeed.
Yeah, and so this is what really stood out to me in this part of the book. Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that part. Like, yes, indeed, God spoke things into being. Everything that was made by his word. Mm-hmm, and there was nothing made that is made that existed without him speaking. And that's
exactly.
So amazing. Like, you know, the author was mentioning that God could have tried to carve things out or do things, yes. you know, by with his hands or things like that, but rather he decided to speak just to kind of show his power, like how powerful he is. You know, there's that part of the scripture that says that the whole creation is being sustained by the words of his mouth. That is how powerful he is. And you know, and this just brings us to a place of just a place of surrender and a place of worship to say, wow, we actually truly serve a powerful God. And this same powerful God is so interested in fellowshipping with us. He's so interested in being in a relationship with us. And I think it's a very, very, what word am I looking for now? And that is so magnificent for us to just say, wow, God is looking for me to be in a relationship with me. That I worship him. So it just brings you to that place of, wow, so I have no reason not to be in a place of worship, you know. And it's so amazing. Like, so far, what we've learned from this book, of what I've shared so far, is that worship is beyond singing, you know.
Yeah.
It's beyond lifting up your hands in church or even in your quiet time. It's just about that constant mindset, that constant consciousness that everything I am doing now is meant to be glorifying him, you know. So when I speak, it should glorify him. When I act, it should glorify him. And like last week, the main juice of the share of last week was that it's all from the place of love. So whatever it is that we are doing is from a place of love. So when we look at it that way, then we know, oh, if he loves me so much, and I just want to repay that love. It just brings you to that place of, you know, worship to say, wow, God, I am so grateful. Yeah. And because of this, you know, I've been, since I started this review of this book, it's been just so conscious and super in my consciousness, you know, to just say everything I'm meant to be doing is to be glorifying God. And so when I'm doing it, so I'm questioning this thing I want to do or the way I want to do it, is this going to give glory to God? Is this going to bring honor to his name? And so I think that's what worship is truly about, living our life based on just wanting to please him, you know.
Amen.
But not out of a place of fear or out of the place of condemnation, but out of a place of love and gratitude to say he first loved us, he first chose us, that he created us so we can so we can be his, you know, we can be in a relationship with him, you know. And so we're like, oh God, I'm all yours.
Amen. Yeah. Yes. So, surrendering
thank
all.
Thank you so much for sharing. Was there any song that came to mind for you?
Yes, the song that came to mind for me was The Blessing.
Ah.
The Blessing. Because that is a spoken word. That is a word that we need to hear. The word that sort of comes forth over our lives, and we see our personal circumstances. It may not look like the word that is coming, but remembering the fact that before God spoke, the universe was without form. So he spoke into that. So whatever our situations are, songs like The Blessing, that's ministry. Mm. Yes, we are speaking it over our lives and into our lives. Yeah,
Wow, amazing. So do you want to do us the honors of singing a portion of The Blessing? I'm sorry I won't be able to accompany you with my uke, but I mean, I know your voice is sweet enough.
let's give it a shot. Let's try it out.
Yes.
The Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. Thank you so much. Yes, amen. Yes, and amen.
Amen. Amen. To the word of
like
God.
I said, I said sometime during this series of Call to Worship that, you know, because he gave us like a roadmap to how mm-hmm. to worship. And so mm-hmm. our words are also means by which we can worship God and, you know, just be in the space of worship. You know, when we ascribe greatness to him, when we begin to give him names based on the things that he's doing or based on the things mm-hmm. that we're trusting him for, you know, that he's our provider, that he's our helper. You know, we begin to call him all his name, you know, Elohim, Adonai. So we can also use our words as a means of worship. And so even speaking for those things that be not as though they were is still a part of worshiping, because we are continuing what he started creation, and he has placed us here to continue what he started. So it's amazing. Thank you so much for sharing. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
I celebrate you, and thank you guys for listening. I do hope that this episode has been of blessing to you. I would love to hear your feedback, and you know, I would just also love to know how you've been engaging so far. So thank you, sis. Thank you so much.
It was great
having you here.
It was great to be here.
Have a beautiful week and a productive week ahead as well.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Bye.